passing of the scepter. God has created the whole universe. He knows how it works. He knows how the unique consciousnesses can best be helped to return home, him, her, it. This can only be accomplished by being focused on him. Much focus, however, is given to the kings and the head of a society. If everyone accepts God as the king and the head of the society, all attention will be on him. All will follow his laws and all will return to him. So, when you accept God as the king and the lawgiver, you accelerate the progress of humanity in returning back to God, our true home. God knows this very well. That's why he has been trying to make humans accept this truth since the beginning of the creation. Man, however, having a strong will, ego, has other ideas in mind. She or he thinks he knows better than God what is good for him, knowledge of the tree of good and evil. This misconception and egocentric approach takes man where it is not godly and takes him further away from God, the goal. This falling away takes man to Maya, illusion of separation from God. This is symbolized by the story of Adam and Eve and their fall in the Garden of Eden. Since then, a great struggle has occurred between God and man. God has been trying to bring man back home, God, and man has gone astray. As Thoreau clearly shows, God made man go through a long period of evolution until the creation of man to the state that we are at now, most of our spiritual powers closed, etc. Since this last evolutionary step, 12,000 years ago, the flood of Noah, and the history, his story, and especially since the last 6,000 years, a plan has been devised to make this clear to man, that God indeed is control and is the king, point of focus. To be focused of God is man's salvation. He created Canaan, workers or shooters, and warriors or catriots, Japheth, intellectuals or vipers, and businessmen or vaishyas, and Shem, true spiritual people or Brahmins. These four classes have been the main classes in this new man and its society. Then God chose Abraham, to be an example for humanity. He blessed him and his children as such an example for man. Abraham, of course, was the reincarnation of Adam, the first begotten son. God blessed him above all men, and all men and nations will be blessed through him. He then gave him two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. It is through these sons and their children that God will send his true mouthpieces, prophets, messiahs, to bring man his messages, revelations. Until recently, mid-2002, I, Maitreya, accepted that this happened through the reincarnations of Adam, the first begotten son, as these mouthpieces, prophets, messiahs. At this time, God revealed another aspect of his plan. He also accomplished this through keeping a pure lineage for Abraham to this day, and so he has revealed his revelation through this pure lineage. All great prophets and messengers have come from his lineage. I am from this lineage as well, lineage of Abram and Abraham. Again, God fulfilled the promises he gave to Abraham, and again proved that he indeed exists, and glory be to him, her, it. Although our assumption is correct that it is the first begotten Son who has revealed all revelations from God to man, blessed all nations, God, however, reincarnated the first begotten Son only in this lineage to accomplish this. In other words, God accomplished it in two ways. He incarnated the first begotten Son to reveal his revelations eternal divine past, and he reincarnated the first begotten son in the lineage of Abram, Abraham. Therefore, the mission was correct even before we came to the understanding of the genealogy and its importance in God's plan. It is indeed the first begotten son who was Adam, Noah, Krishna, Shiva, Abram, Abraham, Christ, Muhammad, Bob, etc., and Maitreya. Although it seems that Krishna, Shiva, and such are not from the lineage of Abram, Abraham, Noah, who brought the mystical paths, was the first begotten son. We can see that in regards to the mystical paths, the lineage does not apply. Baba seems not to be of this lineage either. Prophets who came from the mystical paths and the sixth seal have their own prophecies and understanding of God's plan. They, however, merge with the plan of the lineage of Abraham in Maitreya, are united. This is our teachings that bring these two plans together and unifies them. The importance of the lineage of Abram, Abraham, was impressed on people in Judeo, Christian, Islamic, and Bab Baha'i religions. God went even further and made it clear that Maitreya will also be from the lineage of King David, Lion of the tribe of Judah or Judah. It is only he, Lion of the tribe of Judah, who can open the book sealed with the seven seals. Muslims also are waiting for their Messiah to come from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. All these beliefs were impressed on people, religions, that did not strongly believe in reincarnation. Most probably, these religions and their followers would have had a harder time to believe our teachings and revelations if we could not have been able to connect Maitreya to Abram, Abraham, would not have also been proved to them. All these, of course, have been fulfilled through our teachings and Maitreya. God did not leave any possibility for anyone to doubt that indeed our mission is from God. For those who still do not or cannot believe it, there surely is something wrong with them. They indeed do not have the Spirit of God with them and are not the elects. Why have all these things happened? They are to glorify God, Jalla'ullah. Yes, indeed, he and Christ are the only subjects that should be glorified. Christ represents the Spirit of God on earth manifestation. He is here to glorify God, and whoever glorifies Christ, his Spirit revelations, glorifies God. This glory is symbolized by the concept of scepter, which were given to these prophets, Messiah, the anointed king. The scepter is the symbol of the kings. In this case, it is the kingly spiritual domination that is the Spirit of God. This scepter belongs only to God, and he only gives and has given it to the anointed one, Christ. God promised Abram, Abraham, that such appointed ones shall come from his lineage. These anointed ones will come both from the Ishmael's lineage and Isaac's lineage. Prophet Muhammad came from the Ishmael lineage, and Isa, Christ, came from Isaac. Bob came from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad, and Maitreya is from both lineages. These anointed ones bring the Spirit of God to man. They have the kingly spiritual domination, which comes from the Spirit of God, with them. So indeed, it is God who is this Spirit and is the King. The focus is on God. That is man's salvation. So the original plan was that God would be the King forever. I mean, as far as the sun and moon exist. That is what the children of Israel and all humanity in general rejected, and indeed they longed for a human king. With this, they rejected God and his plan. They chose Saul, a handsome, tall man. They went by their sights instead of their spirit or heart as their king, and he failed miserably. Then God chose a king for them, King David, and put his own spirit on him. He became the anointed of God, Christ. His lineage will be the chosen kings on earth. Those whose spirit will be upon them are Christ, Messiah. At the end, however, the human has to realize what God has been doing and eventually succumb to his original will. Parallel to this plan, there was another plan. This one was the one for the people of the Far East. These people believe in the mystical paths and believe in reincarnation strongly. They have had their own understanding of the plan of God, their own prophecies and beliefs. This plan and what is described above, children of Abraham, lion of the tribe of Judah, etc., seem to be incompatible with one another until now. From these religions, the mystical paths and their revelations came the revelations from Baba, Anandamurti, Mr. Sarkar, my spiritual teacher. They are clearly included in the greatest sign, and the sixth seal is the only one that did not follow what has been revealed to the Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i religions. Of course, this is just an appearance, as God clearly has foretold of its coming in the Bible, the sixth seal. Baba indeed has fulfilled many prophecies in Hindu and maybe even other religions, as it is mentioned in the Bible that he would come. In fact, in this later time, by the coming of Baba and his teachings and our unifying revelation, these two plans have merged together as one. Again, the unification is in the revelation of the seven seals and the seventh angel. All these explanations to this point were to show that God has a great plan for man. He wants man to realize and understand the eternal divine path. Know that God is indeed in control and is the king, and only through focusing on him and following his laws, the king's laws, can they return home to God. He, however, gave this power to his chosen ones all throughout history. This passing of the powers to these individuals to do his will is what we call the passing of the scepter. Throughout history, this power or scepter was given to many people all over the world. Those who have received it used it to do his will, knowingly or unknowingly. The scepter, in a limited degree, was given to Cyrus, for example, to bring the Jews back to their land and to build the temple. That is why he was also called Christ, an anointed one. The scepter has been given to the prophets and his messengers in a greater degree than any other men. The scepter, however, will be given to the seventh angel in an unlimited measure. He indeed represents the ultimate manifestation of God, Jalalullah, the glory of God. He and his teachings indeed glorify God forever. Now, the question is, will God pass the scepter to anyone else after the seventh angel, who will open the seventh seal and reveal the book sealed with the seven seals? God promised that David and his lineage would be kings forever, and he kept his promise to this point. Will this continue? To find the answer, we have to look to see what God says after the seven seals are open and the book sealed with the seven seals is revealed. Before the importance of the genealogy and lineage of Abraham, King David, and Prophet Muhammad, and their relationship to Maitreya came to the mission, we still believe that God kept his promises. Indeed, all the great kings and messiahs or prophets, etc., were the first begotten Son of God. King David, his reincarnation, who was the first begotten Son, God's Spirit, etc. We, however, believe this happened through reincarnation, and that Adam, the first begotten son, was born as all the great prophets and messiahs, kings, reformers, and all things that affected the progress of man and their evolution further, even if they had not been from the blessed lineage. There are, however, many who were born in this lineage who were not the first begotten Son of God, Christ anointed, etc. They are those who did not manifest great things and or were cruel and unworthy. These are the ones who were placed in this position between the incarnations of Christ. Whenever Christ is born, however, he will occupy these positions as Christ who is from the blessed lineage. After the opening of the seven seals, however, it sounds like God is saying that this no longer will be the case. From Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Since we believe this kingdom will be established after the seventh angel comes at the end time, after this seventh angel, it will not be left to other people. This seems clearly saying that the scepter will no longer pass to anyone. It will stay with Christ, the first begotten Son, and God. Christ and God will reign forever. This also is shown in the Revelation. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." King James Version. How is this possible? If we believe that Christ comes as a man and will bring God's revelations, Spirit of God, to man and dies later, how can God reign forever with Christ, will not be left to others? The answer has already been given in the arrangement we have made in the mission. It is true that Maitreya will leave this body, but he will return. The very board of directors and later the elders in the facilitating body, the body of Christ of the mission, is also the searching committee to find Maitreya in his next reincarnation. After Maitreya leaves his body, each member in the board of directors will be the head of the body for 1 year. Each year, a new head is chosen from those who have not been the head to that point by vote from the whole group. Maitreya will choose the members of this body. Those who remain the members of this body at the time that Maitreya leaves his body are the body of Christ. The Spirit of Christ, Maitreya, will be upon them. So between Maitreya's reincarnation, this body acts as caretaker of the mission and continues what has been set up in a more limited degree until Maitreya returns. They cannot bring any new revelations, change the teachings, or destroy what Maitreya has brought to humanity. Each member of this body is fallible. The body together, however, is infallible because God's Spirit will be with them. They are collective body of Christ. This Spirit, however, will be with them until Maitreya is ready to assume his position as the eldest. In that moment, that Spirit will no longer be with them, but will be with Maitreya. Maitreya, in his future incarnations, however, cannot change the basic teachings of the mission. If the person who has been found as Maitreya tried to do that, the board of directors has made a mistake and should replace him with the true Maitreya by using the process of impeachment described in our system with 2/3 majority vote. So the Spirit of God will be the King forever. He is the Spirit with Maitreya. He, the Spirit of God, will be with the body of Christ, which is also the searching body for Maitreya's reincarnations. He, God, will be with Maitreya when he is again ready to assume his position as the eldest. This arrangement will continue until the facilitating body is formed and the communities of light are established all over the world. At that time, the hierarchy will manifest itself from the bottom of the society. All positions, as it is envisioned in the plan, will be filled, and the hierarchy will be formed. The executive, judiciary, and elder body will be manifested. In this reincarnation, when all things are manifested, after Maitreya leaves his body, the eldest from the elder body can be chosen. At this time, we no longer will look for Maitreya, as even the eldest will emerge from the hierarchy. However, the moment the eldest is chosen, he will be the capstone, and God's Spirit and Christ will be with him. He will be called Maitreya. Maitreya, Spirit of God, Christ, King David, etc., will be King forever and ever. He indeed will be Christ, the Spirit of God on earth, the King. This fulfills the promise God gave to King David. King David, the Spirit of God, the first begotten Son, will be King forever. God never fails in his promise. If the eldest, however, would not manifest the Spirit of God or tries to change Maitreya's teachings, he can be removed as prescribed in our system map. The first arrangement, however, will only be for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had they received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, King James Version. This arrangement will work because those who are not chosen and are not the elects will not be incarnated for 1,000 years. It is only the elects who will be on earth, so our system will work for this period of time well. Revelation 20, verse 5. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years, King James Version. After 1,000 years, a long time, people who have not been incarnated for this period of time will be reincarnated again to see if they have learned their lessons. Those who have will join the rest of the elects. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, King James Version. Humanity again will fall for a short period of time. This time, however, the deceiver, or Maya, will be cast into the lake of the fire forever. Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever, King James Version. We all shall return again. At this time, the elect should start looking for Maitreya again. This will be our last battle with impurities and Maya, illusion of separation from God. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. The second resurrection will occur, and those who have not progressed will be judged. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, King James Version. Those who have overcome at this point will become his sons and inherit everything. Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. These saved people will have these qualities. Revelation 21:22-24. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. There is no temple because their bodies are the temples. They will find God within, his spirit within therein. They learn how to meditate deeply. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. It is the Spirit of God, Christ, which lightens their bodies, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do their glory and honor into it, King James Version. Even the government kings will be enlightened and glorify God. Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There is no doubt about the purity of these saints. So we can see, first, after the seventh angel, the kingdom will not be left to other people, but the first begotten Son of God, Christ, and God. The scepter shall not be passed any longer, so the genealogy no longer is valid. So we already and correctly set up the system to continue to be under the protection of God directly. It will not be left to others. Second, we are not trying to establish the kingdom which will last forever. We are setting up the base for that kingdom, which will eventually, after 1,000 years, last forever. We, however, at this time, are gathering the elects to help with the process. It is these elects who will be reincarnated again and again for 1,000 years. When our system is in place firmly and all of us become well-versed in the scriptures and know how to work in the system after 1,000 years, the last period of tribulation and purification will come. At this time, those who have not been incarnated for this 1,000 years shall return again, and they again will be judged. Those who have overcome will join the rest of the elects, and then all of us will enter to pure consciousness. We'll be with God in Christ. These words are the truth and are based on the scriptures and the words of God, so they will surely come true. Amen.